Mohamed El Alul is a cameraman for Anadolu News Agency. He is my friend. We spend a lot of time together, and we also often cover the war together. Four of his children were killed in an airstrike, his wife severely injured. When he heard what happened to his family, it was early morning. We were together at the hospital. We went to the morgue at Al-Aqsa. I knew his children. All I could do was to be there with him crying.
Yeah, absolutely. Mahmoud is a photographer for AFP, Agence France-Presse, who's been covering 30 years of war in Gaza. And I think this image is very strong, as you say, Amy, because it talks about, you know, the fact that, again, these Palestinian photojournalists are being killed in this war. And they are not just witnesses, they are victims as well, whether they are being killed or wounded or whether they are being displaced with their families. And this, again, makes it very, very special in, you know, what we're seeing unfolding in Gaza right now.
And what you know of Mohamed El Alul, the cameraman who lost his children. He's wearing, of course, he's wearing the press vest.
Yeah, exactly. And I think in this incident where his the house where he was staying in got targeted by an airstrike, he lost three of his children and his brother on the strike. So again, we're talking about entire families being decimated.
And Anadolu News Agency, where is it?
So Anadolu is a Turkish news agency. It's one of the big, you know, news agencies, again, based, headquartered in Turkey.
Tell us about Mohamed Zanun.
So Mohamed Zanun is also one of the, you know, main photojournalists who's been reporting on this war, you know, since the beginning. He's working for several news agencies. He's working, you know, he's been working for Al Jazeera. He's been working for Le Monde. He's been working for a couple of others. His images are all very striking. There's a couple in the project. There's one of where you can only see the feet of a child, and you only see that it's tiny feet in the photo. You don't know who it is, completely buried under the rubble. And Mohamed has this caption which says, "The child's feet were all that were visible from the rubble. The little girl was killed along with three of her brothers by an Israeli airstrike in Han Yunis Market. The mother, she lived, but she was hopeful for hours that they would be pulled out alive by the paramedics from the rubble where her home once stood." And I think this photo is incredible, Amy, as well, because, you know, it's probably, again, when people have seen them, it's one which really stayed with them. It's graphic in a way, but it's not graphic in another. But the emotion that you have when you see this image again, you know, very strong, and it makes you understand again what we were talking about before. What does this war look like day in, day out for people and families and children in Gaza? You know, seeing a child's feet under the rubble, you know, again makes you understand the war quite differently than just reading about it.
Charlotte Kanz, head of photography for OCHA, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. She coordinated the Gaza Collective Photo Essay Project. Charlotte said these are not just photojournalists. These are also civilians. They're witnesses and victims to the horrible conflict that we're seeing unfolding in front of our eyes. We particularly thank Charlotte for this interview. She was in Paris after the passing of her mother this week. And that does it for our broadcast. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for our digital fellowship. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Shurfdo Produce, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warrenoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Malkoff, Tamir Yastri, Joe John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Hani Masood. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. You're in Pinckney Hall here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Kenny Joe. I will be your radio host for the next hour or so till Zombo comes in. Normally we start the show with a little song, but we're going to do things a little bit differently today. Yeah, a little bit differently for me. I don't know if there'll be much different for you. Anyhow, what we're going to do today is celebrate the release of the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle Collection 2024. We're going to mostly play music from that collection. We'll also throw in one or two from previous collections and some sort of random new music for you. But we're talking right now because I want to give you a little bit of background on the song that's coming up. It's a song by Pittsburgher Tom Hoffman, which is on the Songwriter Circle 2024 collection. And it is an homage, in a way, to Utah Phillips. Now, I probably shouldn't assume that everybody knows who Utah Phillips is, but so I'll just mention that Utah Phillips was a singer and a rabble-rouser of note who passed away. Well, actually, it's quite a few years ago. Time keeps marching on. And Tom gives the song a nice spoken introduction in the same way that Utah Phillips did with his, 40 or so songs that are on a nice collection called Starlight. Well, it's a nice collection that that he and Ani DeFranco put together. Starlight on the Rails, that's what it's called. The memory still works, it's just a little bit slow. So here we go. We're going to start it off with Tom Hoffman's song.
Utah Phillips was a big influence on my taste in music. We could sure use his voice now. He used to sing a song called There's No More Reds in the Union. It was from a time during the McCarthy era when the labor unions purged all the communists from the unions. The folks driven out of the unions were the ones who understood mass organizing and had the vision to build a movement. They were key to the big union drives in the 30s and 40s. His song featured a hapless worker who bought the boss's lie that this purge was a good thing. In fact, it was just another case of the boss successfully turning the working class against itself and crippling the labor movement for years. Today we find ourselves in a similar situation with the ruling class and big oil successfully dividing us against each other over the climate crisis. As an homage to Utah and with deep respect and gratitude, I offer the following ditty. Oh, big oil, it is so good to me. There's no more snow in the winter. I drive a monster SUV. There's no more snow in the winter. My lifestyle is beyond compare. I feel just like a millionaire. My kids, they march, but I don't dare. There's no more snow in the winter. Now at each year's swell UN affair, there's no more snow in the winter. Big oil and all their friends are there. There's no more snow in the winter. They promise cuts, they seem sincere, but one thing does seem very weird. They broke them in about a year. There's no more snow in the winter. Now they never talk of going green. There's no more snow in the winter. It leads to problems we can't see. There's no more snow in the winter. Now right-wing folks, they've always said, if you like green, you're just a red. So we listen to big oil instead. There's no more snow in the winter. We never talk of storms or floods. There's no more snow in the winter. My basement is knee-deep in mud. There's no more snow in the winter. Now oil execs say, don't you fear. Just stay cool, enjoy your beer. It only happens every 100 years. There's no more snow in the winter. Now the air here is the worst I've seen. There's no more snow in the winter. Canadians smoke a whiff of benzene. There's no more snow in the winter. I wear a mask. I stay inside. There's no place safe where we can hide. Oh, Christ, here comes a 12-foot tide. There's no more snow in the winter.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Tom Hoffman with There's No More Snow in the Winter, a song off the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle Collection 2024. And a couple of things I'm going to tell you about before we move on with more songs. First of all, Tom Hoffman is a member of a band called Smokestack Lightning, and they will be playing at noon at Slippery Rock University's annual Earth Day. Now, Earth Day is Monday, but Slippery Rock, they'll be celebrating it on Saturday. Saturday. Their Earth Fest will be from noon to 5 at McCoskey Center. That's at 247 Harmony Road. It'll include many events for all ages, including environmental education activities, pony rides for kids, live music, Smokestack Lightning on at noon, regionally sourced food, raffle baskets, an electric car show, and more. This event is free and open to the public. You can park at the Storm Harbor Equestrian Center. I guess that's for both cars and horses, with accessible parking available at the McCoskey Center. So if you aren't otherwise doing something on Saturday afternoon, you might head up to Slippery Rock. And while I'm telling you about that, let me tell you about another event that is going to be held on May Day. May Day is Wednesday, May 1, for people who haven't been studying their calendar. Friends and family of the legendary singer Ann Feeney have announced the first in-person event celebrating the life and work of Pittsburgh's Hellraiser, who died in 2021. The event will fittingly be held on May Day. There'll be a noon panel discussion on women in the Pittsburgh labor movement at the Heinz History Center on Smallman Street, followed by a memorial concert and gathering at Mr. Small's Theater in Millville at 6 p.m. The concert features a lineup of activist musicians carrying on Anne's legacy of using music to, quote, comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, including renowned folk duo Emma's Revolution, the Pittsburgh Labor Choir, Liz Berlin of Rusted Root, queer punk singer Evan Greer, and local singer and songwriter Mike Stout, and more. The event is free. All you have to do is get in touch with, go to the Labor Notes website and you can register there. There is a suggested donation to cover costs, but the event itself is free. And we have a little quote from one of Anne's daughters, Amy Sue Berlin. People all around the world are still singing my mom's songs, and there are so many people who loved her who haven't gotten the chance yet to celebrate her in person because of the pandemic. My mom loved May Day, so we couldn't think of a better way to honor her than with a big concert here in Pittsburgh, the city she loved. Utah Phillips, second mention of Utah today by me, named Ann Feeney, quote, the best labor singer in North America. Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine called her, quote, a beacon of hope and solidarity for future generations. Dar Williams said that Ann was a true friend and folk sister. Next week we will do our annual Real Labor Day show. North America is kind of weird celebrating Labor Day in September, but the rest of the world does it on May 1. We're not going to get into why we're different. Let's just say we are exceptional. So we're going to be playing, as we usually do on a show near May 1, labor songs, but we will have an emphasis on Ann Feeney that day, too. So enough chatter from me. I'm not going to give you anything. I'm just going to play more music.
difference between here and gone. I know the difference, I know where the lines get drawn. I know the difference between scared and straight. I know the difference between give and take. I know the difference between guilt and shame.
Sorry for the break in the action here.
I didn't drink coffee when I met you. I never drove fast in my car. I never stayed out after midnight, 'cause that's when I play my guitar. I only drank water from bottles. I had an occasional drink. So who would have thought I'd be standing with my face in my hands at this brink? I'm torn at the seams, I got a hole in my heart. I gave you too much and now I'm falling apart. You didn't get back. like you only took it away. I couldn't see clear until I started to fade away. You'd visit my family on Sundays, but you said that you didn't fit in. You treated them like they were strangers. They treated you like a good friend. I told you about all my secrets. I told you that I would keep yours. But you said that you'd never share them, 'cause that's what secrets are for. I'm torn at the seams. I got a hole in my heart. I gave you too much and I'm falling apart. You didn't give back, you only took it away. I couldn't see clear until I started to fade away. I faded out of the light into the night each day. I waited for things to be right. Things didn't go that way. When I play my guitar, I was torn at the seams. I had a hole in my heart. I gave you too much and I was falling apart. You didn't give back, you only took it away. I couldn't see clear. I couldn't see clear until I started to fade.
Thank you. left before. Got so hot, couldn't even walk. Rivers flood as lake beds crack. Looks to be no turning back. Dog days, the grid's not working. Dog days for refugees. Dog days, can't find shelter. Dog days. Dog days are endless now. Dog days are friendless now. Dog days relentless now.
I just don't know what to tell you, kid. It seems I'm at a loss for words. Half-baked tales about dumb things I did are likely better left unheard. I can see you're getting older now. You've got big changes on the way. I should advise you when and where and how, but I just don't know what to say. But you could learn to tell some jokes and some funny stories too. Hold on to your sense of humor if it's the last thing that you do. Figure out what really matters. All the rest is just for show. Just surround yourself with ones you love and leave them laughing when you go. How I wish you could have known your dad, even for a little while. It still makes me just a wee bit sad to see his shadow in your smile. Oh, if only I could truly say that your poor heart will never break. But we both know it doesn't work that way. Sometimes the truth is hard to take. You know that people can be cruel. Don't let their rancor get to you. Don't let them steal away your magic. Don't let them tell you what to do. And when it all becomes too much, when faith and hope are running low, just surround yourself with ones you love and leave them laughing when you go. That's all I have to say.
I guess it's all I really know. Just surround yourself with ones you love, and leave them laughing when you go. Hang on to your sense of humor, and leave them laughing when you go.
Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that set. All these songs, by the way, are from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle Collection 2024. We started it off with Scott Henry Harris and Michael Hickman doing The Difference. And then we had Sue Gartland doing Fade Away. R. Cook doing Dog Days. And last but not least, Bruce Hoffman doing Leave Him Laughing. Let me tell you about, let me do the PSAs. We'll get the PSAs out of the way. Do you ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets, respect for motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or stop by your local bike shop and pick up their brochure. And what else are we going to do? We are going to tell you about Animal Friends. Hard one for me to pronounce. Animal Friends reminds you that neutering or spaying your pet will grant him or her a longer, happier, and healthier life. Thanks to low-cost options from Animal Friends, every pet owner can afford to spay or neuter their pet. To learn more, visit www.thinkingoutsidethecage.org or give them a call at 412-847-7000. Spay or neuter your pet today. Okay, those are our PSAs for the day. Now we're going to interrupt our progress through songs from various Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle collections and play, what are we going to play? We're going to play a couple of relatively new music songs for you. We're also going to play something by Willie Watson. Willie, we're talking about lots of things today. We got the Earth Fest at Slippery Rock tomorrow. We got the Ann Feeney Show at Mr. Small's on May Day. That's a week from this coming Wednesday. And tonight, we have Willie Watson will be making another appearance in town. So I'm going to, what am I going to do here? Well, we'll play one of his songs in the next set. That's what we'll do.
Thank you. me all the time. You may never go my way. Mother Earth is waiting for you, 'cause there's a debt you got to pay. Don't care how great you are, don't care what you're worth. When it all ends up, you got to go back to Mother Earth. You may play the racehorses, you may own a racetrack, have enough money, baby, to buy anything you lack. Don't care how great you are, and I don't care what you're worth. When it all ends up, you got to go back to Mother. You may own a half a city, may have diamonds and pearls, may have your own airplane, baby, and fly all over this world. But I don't care how great you are, don't care what you're worth. When it all ends up, you got to go back to Mother Earth.
The song you just heard was by Willie Watson. That was Mother Earth. Earth Day is Monday. That was from Folk Singer Volume 1. And although Mother Earth is Monday, let me mention once again up at Slippery Rock University. I only know one college is still a college, so I'm going to assume Slippery Rock has gained university status. Starting at noon on Saturday, they'll be having a Earth Day celebration featuring live music from Smokestack Lightning and other local bands. So give that a thought. Before Willie Watson, who's playing tonight, we had Sarah Burton doing the title track off of I Hate Goodbyes. That's in our new music collection, although I see it was released in 2022. We'll do something about that. And then after that, we had Michael Varvarakis doing Move Along off of Blue Dawn, and another oldie but newie, Maggie Rogers, doing Overdrive off of Surrender. So, what do I owe you? Oh, I have to tell you about a couple of other shows here on WRCT. Whiskey Before Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on The Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRC Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org. And we'll also tell you about Joe's Garage, pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage Monday night starting at 7. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best in some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to folk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage Monday nights at 7 p.m. only on WRCT. And last but not least, let me tell you about Sidecar Bakery. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at 412.com. Oh, excuse me, that can't be right. It's sidecar412.com. Okay. We're going to play a couple of tunes from 2023's Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle collection and a couple from 2022, and that should bring us up to Zombo time.
Do you love me? Do you love me? I never leave. With friends gathered round, she's dressed all in white. They said, I do the 11th of June. Now they'll dance for the rest of their lives. Dance with me. Take my hand now. I'll spin you around.
A graffiti artist picture of a lady in a mask by a pile of empty beer cans and a bunch of broken glass. The sign's missing a few letters. You can't read it very well, but the locals still remember. It says Paradise Hotel. There's still sunlight on the water, palm trees by the sand, but no women by the swimming pool with cocktails in their hands. And there's nothing you can buy out here, nothing left that you could sell. No one's on vacation at the Paradise Hotel. Down the beach behind the power plant, underneath the plume of smoke, where they dump the heated water is where the old men come to soak. But you can't hear them complain and all the stories that they tell. It's at least a half a mile from the Paradise Hotel. There's still sunlight on the water, palm trees by the sand, but no women by the swimming pool with cocktails in their hands. And there's nothing you can buy out here, nothing left that you could sell. No one's on vacation at the Paradise Hotel. No place you can park, nothing but wind and tree frogs if you listen after dark. The last room service delivery was the year of 2012. No one can order nothing at the Paradise Hotel. There's still sunlight on the water, palm trees by the sand, but no women by the swimming pool with cocktails in their hands. And there's nothing you can buy out here, nothing left that you could sell. And no one's on vacation at the Paradise Hotel. There's still sunlight on the water, palm trees by the sand, but no women by the swimming pool with time on their hands. And there's nothing you could buy out here, nothing left that you could sell. No one's on vacation at the Paradise Hotel. No one's on vacation at the Paradise Hotel.
Sound of getting it. every boat to float. Just don't go raising my taxes or the price of my coat. Pull up the ladder, I'm safely on board. Let the rich grow richer while the poor grow more poor.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
And everyone apparently, except for maybe two or three, love the status quo, even though we ensure that the rich grow richer while the poor grow more
poor. Well, I think I mentioned earlier that we're going to be here till Zombo comes in. And if that was really the case, I'd be here a long time. This is a Saturday when... Saturday, listen to me. It's a Friday that Zombo has off. So, you know, here I am. It's 1 minute after 10 already. Let me tell you what you heard in that set. The... last song was by Peter Donovan, The Rich Grow Richer. That was from the 2022 version of the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle Collection. Also from that same release, we had before that William Cohen doing Paradise Hotel. And before that, we had a couple of songs from the 2023 collection, Jessica Duke doing Dance With Me and Carrie Collins doing Pretty Baby. Now... we're in uncharted territory here. If I had recalled that Zombo was not going to be here, I would have brought in some stuff that I don't usually play between 9 and 10, but I forgot, or I wasn't told. I don't know, something like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to look around for some pre-recorded Zombo. So don't go away, Zombo fans, and we're going to play one more song, and then you're going to get Zombo, okay? Won't be live Zombo, but it'll be as near as we can come. We're going to play one more song from Willie Watson. We're going to play James Alley Blues. We're going to play James Alley Blues. That's one of Kenny Joe's favorites, so, you know, why not? There's something wrong here. We're going to have to start all over, okay?
Times ain't now nothing like they used to be. Well, times ain't now nothing like they used to be. I'm telling you the truth, Lord, now take it from me. I've seen better days, I'm putting up with these. I've seen better days, I'm putting up with these. I could have a much better time if you girls weren't so hard to please. 'Cause I was born in the country, thinks I'm easy to rule. 'Cause I was born in the country, she thinks I'm easy to rule. She wanna hitch me to a wagon, she wanna drive me like a mule. Me to love you, keep on treating me mean. How do you want me to love you? You keep a treating me mean. You're my daily thought, and my nightly dreams.